Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Happy New Year, everyone. Oh my goodness, 2019, do you believe it? I want to wish you all a very happy New Year. Now, today we're going to talk about being strategic for the coming year. And we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie segment, then talk a little bit more about that. Now, I always want to take a moment to first thank you for taking your valuable time to share with me here on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, a reminder to something I mentioned last week. Beginning today, actually, beginning in January of this year, this show is going to run 2 times per month on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesday of each month. Now, this is a little bit of an exception because it's January 1st. But then from now on, after today, it'll be the 2nd. So we'll meet again next week and then the 4th Tuesday of the month. So this week, this month, actually, we'll have 3 because it's January 1st and I didn't want to just start it on January 1st. So I wanted to make sure that we got into the swing of things. So this month, there'll actually be 3 shows, but from now on, at least for the foreseeable future, we're going to do it on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesday of each month. I wanted to be able to continue this show because there are so many people who give me awesome feedback on how valuable, you know, the guests are, and Biz Bites with Bonnie is valuable for them, that I didn't want to just stop the show as so many podcasters do. So I'm just cutting back. So today it's the 1st of the year, but so we'll meet again next week and then the 4th Tuesday. So from now on, it'll be 2 times a month, except today is a little bit of an exception. Now, I know that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. I say that all the time. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And maybe that's you. That's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there and links to connect with me and my guest if I have one. And then also, I'm going to put an extra link on the bottom, as I did last week, if you want to be on the newsletter list to get links to these shows. Every Wednesday, I send them out. So each Wednesday, you'll get a newsletter, and one week, there'll be the Gift of Choice show links, and the next week, there'll be the Holistic Entrepreneur links, since we're only going to do them 2 times a month now. But I always have some little tidbits, some whatever I'm thinking about that day, you know, a little to help you on your journey. So if that's something that you're interested in, please sign up on that link. Now, maybe you have a message to share. I still have time for guests, you know, even though we're doing the show not quite as often, but reach out to me if you want to be on the show or you know somebody who does want to be. And they'll always have free gifts for you. Those things aren't going to change. We're just going to meet less often. Today is a little bit of an exception because it is the new year, and this is sort of our new year celebration and a way to kick things off. So speaking of that, let's get into it. We're going to talk about being strategic for the coming year, and I thought it was really important to do an extra show on the 1st, on the new year, just so that you have it. It doesn't matter when you listen to the show, really. It's just so that you have this information. So planning for the coming year. You know, lots of us make plans for our business for the coming year. What kind of planning do you do? You know, do you have a business plan that was written a few years ago and you've not really looked at it much since then or modified it? Or is your business plan a dynamic document, a thing that's always changing? That's really the way it should be. Maybe you're a person who has notes on your computer and a notebook, or you've got little post-it notes everywhere with things to do, and those are your goals. However you do it, it's really good to I think, to have it written down someplace. But are you strategic? You know, that's really what I want to talk about today. Do you look at the big picture? You know, I think of starting with an overall goal is really important. I often call that, what's the dream? What's the big dream? So when I start working with clients, we'll talk about, you know, strategy and goal setting. And we always start there. We start with, what's the big dream? And then you can make a map of all the things that it takes to get to that big dream, chunking it down into smaller steps. And I know I say this all the time, but I truly do believe that it takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. And so I think it's best to have short-term and long-term goals, because you don't want just one big goal. It's too overwhelming and insurmountable. And in fact, some of the gurus suggest goals on a 3-month, 6-month, year, 3 years, and 5-year basis. Now, personally, for me, and this is a Bonnieism, I don't spend a whole lot of time on the 5-year plan because that's just too far out for me. I look at my big goal, my overall dream. And then I take a look at the shorter pieces, the 3 months and the 6 month and the year. And then the 3 year is really more my longer term plan. But how do you look at the past year? You know, last week we talked about taking inventory, you know, that it has to start there. And I hope you did that little exercise. If you haven't ever done that before, it's a really cool thing to do. And maybe you're a person who has done it before. Keep doing it, because it's really a good exercise to do. You know, making that list of what worked, what didn't, what were the lessons you learned, making that list of accomplishments and things you did and things that went well is going to be way longer than you think it's going to be when you first start doing this, because we don't focus on those things. We don't really think about those things or remember them sometimes. What we remember is all the bad stuff. So doing that little exercise is really a good motivator. It's good for your energy. It increases your vibrational frequency. It's just a good thing to do. So if you didn't do it, I would say go back and do that. So taking a look at what worked, what didn't, and what lessons did you learn? You know, what did you learn that taught you how to do things differently? You know, you might have said, oh, not going to do that again, or, oh, I should have had help with this. You know, what was your commitment like in terms of taking action? Did you take action, or did you say that you would do a bunch of things and you didn't really finish them? You know, you probably know people like this. I know I know people like this that have a ton of things on their to-do list, but they never finish anything. And sometimes it's because they lose interest. Sometimes it's because they are a perfectionist and they never get it quite perfect enough to finish it. So whatever the case is, take a look at what your commitment level was like. What was your follow-through like? What was your action like? And then did you keep up with it? You know, or were you lacking a bit? And then what do you want to do differently for next year? Do you want to get more help? Do you want to delegate some things? Do you want to make different lists or whatever it is? But taking a look at all of that, I think, is important in terms of being strategic in terms of next year's plan. The other thing to think about is, are you realistic? Are you realistic in your goal planning? I mean, it's good to set your sights high, but if it's totally unattainable, you're just going to, you know, disappoint yourself. So what I like to do is create goals, but then also create stretch goals so that it stretches me beyond what I'm pretty sure that I can accomplish. But yet it's not just the stretch goals. I think you have to have both. I think you have to have goals that you can attain and figure out what you need to help you attain those. But then having that stretch goal is great. But you don't want to just have stretch goals, if you know what I mean. See, these are all parts of a strategic plan. Not just what you need to do, but what you need to learn, what you can get help with, what you can delegate. You know, if you're like most entrepreneurs, you work way too hard in your business anyway. What can you do to take some of that weight off your shoulders? You know, as an example, I'm scaling back on both of my podcasts, because there just isn't enough time. I'm finding myself a little squeezed for time, and I don't want to stop completely, and I don't want to have the quality suffer. So I'm making an adjustment and cutting back on each of them to twice a month, so that there's still one a week, but it's two different shows. So it's, I'm still doing one a week. It's just that it's four instead of eight, which is much more doable for me this year. And who knows, I might go back to doing eight a month. I'm not sure. But for now, that's one way that I'm scaling back. What can you do? Whether it's doing less of something that you already do, or getting help with something, or delegating something that you really don't have to do, that maybe you're not the expert in, or maybe it's that you can do it certainly, but you don't have to do it, that it's better for somebody else to do it. And you can really share your brilliance in a different way, the way you're meant to. You know, your uniqueness has to come out. So once you make a decision on cutting back on something, or delegating something, or outsourcing something, it takes so much weight off your shoulders, and you can spend time sharing your brilliance with the world, not doing all the other stuff, right? You know, no one in the whole world, and I know I say this all the time, but no one in the whole world does what you do in the way you do it. And people need you. But you can't be for them if you're spending all your time and energy on things that weigh you down. There isn't enough of you to go around. That's just not the way it's meant to be. Plus, there's probably somebody else who can do it faster because it's their area of brilliance. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to let go of things that no longer serve you. Now, the other thing that I would ask you to think about in being strategic is taking into account what's going on in the world. What's going on in your market, your niche, your business? You know, don't take an isolated view to your business. You really need to take a look at what else is going on as well. And depending on where you live or what's going on in your niche or whatever, things might be different. So adjust for that. That's part of being strategic in my mind. And a business plan or any other type of planning document should be dynamic. It shouldn't be just done once and then filed away. It should be on your desk all the time so that you look at it, you know, wherever you have it, and you make changes and adjustments as you need to. To me, that's what a business plan should be. Your success work is to reflect on your strategic plan for the coming year and taking all the things that we've talked about into account. And there are probably others that I missed as well. So be strategic. And get help when you need it. You know, asking for help is a strength and not a weakness. And once you embrace that, and once you realize that you don't have to do it all yourself, you'll look back and think, why did it take me so long to get help? And you will get to your dream so much faster, so that you can share your brilliance and help the people that you are meant to help. So until next time, I want you to believe that anything's possible and you can do anything as long as you believe, but you don't have to do it all, right? So I will see you next week, and then we'll go into our regular routine for the coming year of twice a month, being the second and the fourth Tuesday of each month. Let me know if you want links to the shows directly sent to you in a newsletter thing with some of the little things that I have to share, just little bits of wisdom or things that I hear from people. If you're interested in that, I'll put the sign up form on this show page so that it's easy for you to find. And until next time, believe in yourself, but don't make yourself do everything.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.